With Montana News, I'm Madeline Burham. The Blackfeet Nation this week provided hundreds of surplus COVID-19 vaccines to their counterparts of the Blackfoot Confederacy and other residents from southern Alberta. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
Blackfeet spokesperson James McNeely says the tribe has been looking for ways to use its surplus COVID vaccines, as about 98% of eligible residents on the reservation are fully vaccinated. McNeely says they started by offering to bring shots into other counties, but supplies across Montana have been outstripping demand for weeks now.
We start talking to our counterparts of the Blackfoot tribes on the north side and said, what if we were to come vaccinate you?
That dream became a reality after the tribe was granted permission by Canadian and U.S. health officials to set up a two-day vaccine clinic at the U.S.-Canadian border this week. Canada has struggled to acquire COVID vaccines, with only 25% of Canadians having received at least one dose, and many waiting for their second dose for months.
We actually vaccinated approximately 450-plus folks in the last 2 days, both First Nation and non-First Nation.
McNeely says many were able to get their second dose and says the tribe plans to return next Wednesday and Thursday. He says there could be more clinics as the Blackfeet tribe continues to receive vaccine shipments. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
The Montana Senate has voted to advance a measure that would ban the use of vaccine passports and prohibit workplaces from requiring vaccinations as a condition for employment. Dozens of supporters of the measure, mostly unmasked, packed the Senate gallery. They erupted into cheers and applause when the Senate voted Thursday to advance the measure 30-19, largely along party lines, with Republicans in favor. The vote came after Benefice Health System, a health care provider in Great Falls, announced earlier this month it would require all its employees to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Montana Republicans, U.S. Senator Steve Daines and Representative Matt Rosendale, are asking the Interior Department to remove federal protections for grizzlies in and around Yellowstone and Glacier National Parks. MTPR's Nick Mott reports.
In a letter sent Thursday to Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, Daines and Rosendale joined Idaho and Wyoming's congressional delegation asking for a path for states to manage the two populations of bears. The letter comes after the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service last month issued a recommendation that the species as a whole retain its status as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. Officials estimate the Glacier and Yellowstone populations contain more than 1,000 grizzlies each, well over the numbers officials set for recovered populations. In an interview earlier this month, Jody Bush, Montana project leader for the FWS, said decisions about whether to delist individual populations of grizzlies are still up in the air.
We have a new administration who are trying to get their hands around all things grizzly bear.
Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester didn't sign the letter, but in an emailed statement, he said the Glacier and Yellowstone populations have recovered and that the state of Montana is ready to manage them. As a member of Congress, Interior Secretary Haaland co-sponsored legislation that would permanently protect grizzlies. Opponents of delisting say the species still faces threats from development, recreation, and habitat fragmentation and holds spiritual value to tribes across North America. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.
Montana Governor Greg Gianforte received his second dose of a COVID vaccine today. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports Gianforte and other Republican leaders are encouraging all Montanans to get their jabs.
Governor Gianforte released a short video after getting his second dose.
I just got my second shot. I'm feeling great. And I would just encourage folks to get out and get their shot. This is how we get through this together.
It takes 2 weeks after receiving the second dose before the body can build immunity against COVID-19. Nearly 40% of Montanans have received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine, but demand for shots is falling. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services survey data estimates that at least a quarter of Montanans are hesitant about getting a COVID vaccine, one of the highest rates in the nation. Ashley Kurzinger with the Kaiser Family Foundation says the problem is widespread in rural America.
1 in 5 rural residents say that they definitely do not want to receive a COVID-19 vaccine, and that's almost twice as many as those living in urban and suburban areas.
Kurzinger says vaccine-resistant people tend to be Republicans and white evangelicals. However, she says a little over half of people on the fence about getting a vaccine are Republicans as well. She says that group is shrinking because they are getting vaccinated as they see more people get the shot. Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines, like Gianforte, also continues to push vaccines as a way out of the pandemic.
For me and my wife personally, we've led by example. I'm getting the Pfizer vaccine, and my parents have had the vaccine. My in-laws, they all live in Montana, have had the vaccine.
To find a vaccine appointment, you can go to mtreadyclinic.org or vaccinefinder.org. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
This is MTPR.